Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 23rd, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know, to be in the know. A troubling development has emerged in one of America's most closely watched missing person cases. Investigators say a ransom note sent days after the January abduction of Nancy Guthrie, the 84-year-old mother of television presenter Savannah Guthrie, claimed that she had died. According to reports, the second note apologized to the family and said her death was unintended. Nancy Guthrie disappeared from her home near Tucson, Arizona, after being dropped off by relatives. An earlier note demanded millions of dollars in Bitcoin for her release. Authorities, including the FBI and the Pima County Sheriff's Department, continue to investigate and say the case remains active. For now, the mystery surrounding Nancy Guthrie's fate remains unresolved, with investigators still pursuing leads. Another news. Questions are being raised about automated driving technology after a deadly crash in Texas. The U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has launched a formal investigation into a Tesla Model 3 that left the roadway and crashed into a house on June 19th. A 76-year-old woman inside the home was fatally injured. Local police say the driver told investigators that an automated driving assistance system was active at the time of the crash. Authorities have not determined what caused the vehicle to fail to navigate an intersection before striking the residents. The federal inquiry is one of the agency's most detailed forms of investigation and could help shape future vehicle safety standards. Findings from the case may influence the broader debate over autonomous driving technology. Around the world, Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced he will step down as leader of the Labour Party, setting the stage for a leadership contest that will determine the United Kingdom's next prime minister. Speaking outside Downing Street, Starmer said he accepted that he was no longer the best person to lead Labour into the next general election. He will remain prime minister until a successor is chosen, with nominations opening on July 9th. Former Greater Manchester Mayor Andy Burnham is widely seen as the frontrunner and has already declared his candidacy. Starmer's departure means Britain is on course to have its seventh prime minister since 2016, underscoring the country's continuing political volatility. Another news. Diplomatic progress between Washington and Tehran is being tested by conflicting claims. Following the first round of peace talks in Switzerland, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance said discussions were underway to allow international nuclear inspectors back into Iran. Tehran quickly pushed back, with Iran's foreign ministry saying no new commitments had been made regarding inspections. Despite the disagreement, mediators from Qatar and Pakistan reported progress toward a final agreement within 60 days. Meanwhile, the United States temporarily eased sanctions, allowing Iran to sell oil in U.S. dollars under a 60-day waiver. Officials say the broader negotiations also cover the Strait of Hormuz and regional ceasefire arrangements. The coming weeks will determine whether the diplomatic momentum can be sustained. Another news. Major emerging powers are holding high-level security discussions in India. Senior officials from India, Iran, China, Russia, Brazil, and South Africa gathered in New Delhi for a BRICS security meeting focused on evolving global threats. India's National Security Advisor, Ajit Doval, met Iranian official Ghadir Nezamipour to discuss developments in the Middle East and bilateral relations. Iranian representatives also held talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, who reaffirmed Beijing's support for Iran and welcomed continued dialogue between Tehran and Washington. According to Indian officials, the meeting is examining emerging security challenges and the growing role of new technologies in global risks. As geopolitical tensions reshape international alliances, the discussions highlight BRICS's increasing role in global security conversations. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.